Talk to him this morning. Thank God. It's good to be here on a Sunday morning and be able to talk to our Savior, because we have access by, of course, to the holy place. And let us come boldly to the throne of grace. We might obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I'm glad we've got access this morning. Good to be here. Invite you to church this morning, the house of God with us here, where we're members at Mountain View Baptist Church. You come today, Sunday school at 10, and worship 10:45, back tonight at 5, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So you come and be with us throughout the day today. Good to be in the broadcast this morning, trying to tell you some good news. I tell you, we need some good news in these last days because we're living in those days. But it's good to be saved this morning. I trust the Lord is near to you this morning. I want to send it out to the shut-in, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. Can't go anywhere, and I tell you, that's a burden, I know. And we want to pray for you this morning, pray for the needs of the ones that are sick, and that God would touch them and help them today. And then especially if someone's lost this morning, you don't know the Savior, you've never been born again, it'd be a good day to bow your head to the Lord and get saved before it's too late. And he said, "You, they that come unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out." And rest assured, when you come in repentance and faith in Christ, he will save you. Amen. So it's good to be here. We thank God for you this morning. Hope you enjoy the singing. We'll have one more this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. So you listen now as they sing. Hope you enjoyed that singing this morning. That was a blessing. And we're going to take our Bibles now and turn to the book of James chapter 5. and try to bring to you some thoughts today from the Word of God, James chapter 5. Appreciate again each one of you tuning us in this morning. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today in the service this morning. Don't forget, meet us in church now. Be in the house of God with us today, and I believe you'll receive a blessing if you'll come this way. The book of James chapter 5, go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. I'm going to stop reading there, verse 12, and try to talk to you a few minutes about this passage of Scripture here in James chapter 5. Now, we notice in this chapter here, there's two portions of it. There's two divisions of it. The first division is found in the first six verses. The Bible said here in the first six verses, he's talking to the rich man and to the wanton man and to those that are trusting in their riches and in their abilities and the things that they're depending upon and not depending upon the Lord. Now, the pattern of this and the picture of this and the placing of this is in the last days when God's people are looking for him to come, and when the world is steeped in sin and the wretchedness of this world is very prominent and very preeminent. It's put before us today, wickedness on every side, and that's the days that he's talking about here in James chapter 5. He said that your miseries, there's going to be a misery that shall come upon you. Now, many people today are living in their luxury. They're living in their wantonness. They're living in their love of pleasure, and they're living in sin today, but that's not going to last. The Bible clearly tells us, the Word of God tells us, that God eventually is going to deal with sin. He don't put up with sin. Brother, he does not tolerate that, because it goes directly against his will and against his word, which we will be judged by one of these days, by the Word of God. Have you ever stopped to think about that this morning? You will be judged by what the Bible says about our lives. We'll be judged by that. And that we're going to be judged by a fair God, a fair judge. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's the days of wantonness is upon us. And he's talking to them here in the book of James chapter 5. And he's talking to the rich men, first of all, those that are depending upon their riches. They're depending upon what they can purchase or what they can get. And that they're padding their pockets with everything that they can get and completely leaving out the Lord God of heaven and neglecting the house of God, neglecting the things of God, neglecting the Word of God, And they're found to be empty in this world that we're living in today. He said, your riches are corrupted. That's what the Bible said there in the second verse. Your riches are corrupted. That you're depending upon for your pleasure and for your provision are corrupted, the Bible said. And your garments are moth-eaten. Now, those rich men would not wear moth-eaten garments, but they've been eaten by the moths upon their bodies while they're living. In other words, what they're putting up with and the life that they're living is cankering them and the Word of God. Your gold and silver is cankered, the Bible said. Oh, they think a lot of that. They think a lot of the money, the things that they're depending upon for the riches of this world and for their provisions here and that those luxuries that they're living in today. That's not what gives you happiness. The happiness comes from the Lord and the things of God. Now, he talks about that in verse 3 now. He's talking about that. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last day. They're preparing for the last day. Well, what does it take to prepare for the last day? Well, we know that today by the Word of God. You've got to be born again. You've got to be saved by the grace of God. You've got to have more than just church membership or just a name in the community. You've got to have something that God will recognize for your redemption, and that's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, being born again, not of a corruptible thing, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And so he's talking about that dependency upon the things of this world, upon the riches of this life that we're living in. And today, men are dependent upon that. The more they can get, the more they're going to be happy. Doesn't make you happy. No, sir. The most miserable people in the world are millionaires and billionaires. They have no rest. They have no comfort. They have no solace in the Word of God. They are completely alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and they're strangers from the covenants of promise. And the vast majority of the rich men today don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know there are exceptions. I'm sure they are. But I'm telling you, there's a dependency upon these things that they're dependent upon that will not give them peace. It will not give them rest. It will not give them strength in the time of their weakness, but they're depending upon what they can get from their money and from their possessions and the prestige that they have earned in this world for the world today. But God don't recognize that. God recognizes the blood of Jesus Christ that's been applied to the heart and the soul of man in redemption and saved by His grace. And so He's talking to them about their false hope and their false happiness that they're depending upon today. He said, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, craft, and the cities of them which are reaped or entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. You think God don't recognize what's going on when there is, of course, here the laborers that reap down the fields and that you've kept them back by fraud, the cries of them which are have reaped or entered in the air. God recognizes how you've got your gain and took advantage of others to get what you have, and that they're living in paupers and complete need when you have everything that you want. That's what he's talking about, the rich men today. We're seeing that in society this morning. We're seeing the dependence upon what man can have and what they've gained from this world. And that, brother, the Bible, well, Paul said this very well. And Paul said, I've learned therewith to be content with whatever state that I'm in. And brother, Paul was contented with what God had given him. And a child of God is content whether they have riches or whether they have nothing. They're contented because of redemption that's in their souls today. And so listen, my friend, He's talking to the rich men here, and to those that depend upon the things of this world for their peace and their happiness that they can't find anywhere else except by the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, you have lived in pleasure on the earth. You have been wanton. You have lived in pleasure, and you're indulging in the sins of this world. We got folks that are poor that's doing that, indulging in the sins of this world. But it don't bring you happiness, and it don't bring you satisfaction, and it don't bring you peace in your heart like the blood of Jesus Christ will, and living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, listen, the Bible said, he said, you've lived in pleasure on the earth, been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You're dependent upon what you can get and what you can have, and how you're getting that has been wrong. And you're trying to obtain peace when there is no peace. And the God of heaven is watching today and realizing today that you're going to run out of options one day. And it's still time to turn to the Lord. And when there's time to get saved, the day of grace is here. And the Bible is open. And the Spirit of God is moving and drawing people to the Savior. And you still got time to do that. He said, you're condemned and kill the just, and he doth not resist you. And they're rising up against those that are saved, and those that are living for the Lord today, and they're rising up against him all across this world. And there's a vast persecution of those that are born again believers. They're being put to death. They're being punished. They're being tortured. There are things going against them simply because they're trusting in the God of heaven for their salvation and the Word of God. So we're living in that day. There's a cry to the rich man today for the Lord to talk to them. But he said, now look what he said in verse 7. I'm going to leave you with this thought today, and we'll probably come back to it next Sunday. But he said, be patient therefore, brethren. Now he's turned from the riches and those that are depending upon the things of this world for their peace. He's turning from them, and he's turning to the brethren, those that are born again, those that are saved by the grace of God. He said, be patient. Oh, he said, you just be patient. You just wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. And that's what he's saying today. You be patient. You wait upon the Lord. We don't have what we're going to get yet. In this world, we have these things that we just to sustain us. This is a proven ground for one of these days when we get to go to heaven. And brother, he said, just be patient. Be patient, brethren, and therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The only hope we've got today is when Jesus shall come. Oh, thank God this morning. That's the only hope we have this morning, that our Lord's coming one of these days. The Lord Jesus is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Then we which alive remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. He's coming. Oh, my friend, be patient, brethren. Just be patient. Live for the Lord. Love the Lord. Serve the Lord. And, brother, depend upon him for what God provides for you in these last days. You may have plenty. You may have nothing. But I tell you, in all of it, if you've got Jesus, you've got everything. And so he said, be patient, therefore, brethren. He said, brethren, he's bundled into one bundle there. Have the brethren, everyone that has been born again. Have brethren of those that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Brethren of those that have been indwelled by the Holy Spirit of God at their birth. That's the brethren that he's talking to this morning. He said the husband waited until the coming of the Lord. Have the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. Have the most precious fruit of the earth today are born again believers. Have the only thing you can carry to heaven today that's worthwhile. Just carry some precious soul with you. Tell them about Jesus. And carry them as fruit to your Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, he said, listen, the Lord's coming. Oh, he's coming this morning, and he said, and hath long patience for it until to receive the early and the latter rain. The Lord is coming. Are you ready to meet him this morning? Jesus is coming back. I tell you, let him into your heart today. Let God, don't depend upon the things of this world this morning, and just look for Jesus to come. God bless you. Until next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.